things possible.
There was some news recently that Swiss female national team, football team, lost 7-1 to some U15 boys team. And they tried to cover it up. Like, the federation didn't want it to be on the news. They probably thought it was embarrassing. But it is not. It is really not something even worthy of being news. Because the outcome, the result of that game, that matchup is obvious, is very normal. Doesn't matter if it is against some no-namer club's U15 team. Because at age 14, it is already too late. Testosterone really hits different. The physiological difference is just too big when boys hit age 15. And this isn't even the first time professional female teams lose to boys, U15 boys. In a realistic world, it shouldn't even be worthy of being on the news. Because physiological differences are bigger than most people would like to admit. People don't really understand how much stronger men really are. Most people will agree to women being physically weaker, but I feel like people still don't really fathom how stark this difference really is.
Hey, excuse me.
Hello.
Do you think men are stronger than women?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, they're physically built different.
So do you think men are physically stronger than women?
No, not necessarily. I think women can be way stronger than men.
Do you think people would agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Hey, excuse me.
Hey, what's going on?
So this girl said that she does not think men are stronger than women. What do you think about that?
It's false.
Why?
I mean, on average, men are going to be stronger than women 80% of the time.
Do you think people would agree with that?
Definitely.
For example, most people would agree with the notion that the average dude is physically stronger, right? But what they don't understand is that the average dude on the street is often stronger than even a female professional athlete, a pro athlete of a sport that requires strength. This is not my claim, by the way. There are studies about this. For example, a 2023 study compared powerlifting athletes. They found that even with the same amount of muscle, same muscle thickness, male athletes are stronger than female athletes, and by a significant margin as well. In the experiment with nearly 1,000 subjects, this was true for the 76 to 88% of the assessments. One interesting point you can see from the result of the 2023 study is that bell curves are flatter for men, which is in line with the variability theory. The variability theory suggests that men will show more in-group variability, more members deviating from the average, compared to women. More men at both ends of the spectrum, basically. And interesting enough, we observe this theory to be true actually in many physical traits, like height, and non-physical traits as well. Some personality traits like risk-taking, agreeability, social preferences, tastes, cognitive abilities. This is real, guys. When you read a study that controls for gender, you will often notice that SD, standard deviation, is actually higher among men. I only started to pay attention to this after I learned about the variability theory. But you are going to notice this when you are reading studies. The SD among men is usually higher than the one of women. I don't want to get too deep into this in this video, but guys, it is also the reason why we men have a wider range of preferences in what we find attractive. When I made that female looks hierarchy video, some people were having major disagreements. But you gotta understand, like, it is normal for us. We men simply have more variance in both physical and non-physical traits, like tastes and preferences. We differ from each other more than women do. According to the research, the data, there are twice as many men with an IQ north of 120. This is something observable by intelligence and cognitive ability tests. Now, we can discuss what IQ means. You could say emotional intelligence is what really matters, more important than the cognitive intelligence, but I am just conveying what literature says. According to the research, there are just more men with an IQ north of 120. And of course, this goes other way around too, meaning an imbecile oofy-doofy is more likely to be a man. More men at both ends of the spectrum. Several data actually point to the same. A higher variance among men. More imbecile oofy-doofies among men, but also more geniuses. Similarly, this is true for physical traits as well, like height, reaction time, muscle strength, as we see right here. So in this study, even when the muscularity is the same, men tend to show higher strength, higher level of strength. And this is not even only this study. This was comparing strength giving the same muscle thickness. Another study was actually comparing professional athletes, professional female judo and handball athletes to average males, average dudes off the street. And they found that even the 50th percentile of untrained men off the street is outperforming most elite female athletes when it comes to strength, hand grip strength specifically. I'm going to quote this directly from the study. Mean maximal hand grip strength showed the expected clear difference between men and women. Less expected was the gender-related distribution of hand grip strength. 90% of females produce less force than 95% of males. Though female athletes were significantly stronger than their untrained female counterparts, this value corresponded to only the 25th percentile of male subjects. The results of female national elite athletes even indicate that the strength level attainable by extremely high training will rarely surpass the 50th percentile of untrained or not specifically trained men. Guys, this is brutal. The last sentence. The strength level attainable by extremely high training will rarely surpass the 50th percentile of untrained or not specifically trained men. Do you now understand the difference? The true gap. Strength gap. Oh, you just assume that we can't. Patriarchal social roles make women not train. This is the only reason. No, brah. I remember I was having this discussion in college with some dude. He was a feminist, arguing that women could be just as strong if they had a gym bro culture, lifting culture. People are not being told the truth. It ain't about training. I mean, let me put it this way. Today, this very day, if you swap gender roles, turn them upside down, where women play sports from an early age, they have a gym bro culture, gym sister culture, trying to lift, get big. And men, on the other hand, are not into gym. They are not into sports. Men are posting stories on Instagram, dancing on TikTok, you know, and making millions in the process. By the way, I would gladly take that. It would be great if that was the case. But the point is this, even if you swap the gender roles, men still would be stronger, and by a significant margin. It ain't about having a gym bro culture. Oh, anything men do, women can do better. It is just social roles, gender roles, the glass ceiling. Bro, don't say that because it is not true. You are doing everyone a disservice. You are going to see some of that mentality even here. People are going to say, oh, bro, yep, it is the nature. Bro, in nature, you wouldn't have a world like TV shows are showing you. Estrogen hormone is linked to being agreeable, and testosterone increases aggressiveness, a need, a thirst for dominance, risk-taking. People act like, oh, bro, it is social construct. Bro, if you removed all those social constructs, not saying they will be removed, but if you removed them magically, the result wouldn't be women ruling the world. It would be nothing like those TV shows. TV shows and movies trying to rewrite history. And how do we know what I just said is true? Observable facts are showing us that even untrained men are physically stronger than women athletes, let alone the average woman. There are more men with extraordinary cognitive abilities. Testosterone is linked with aggressiveness and dominance tendencies. These three statements I have just made are not my opinions. These three points I have listed are observable facts that science points out. Bro, like in a post-apocalyptic world like The Last of Us, it would be men at each other's throat. It would be ogre men running the world. Your MasterCard ain't gonna bail you out of that one. When that Swiss female national team lost to some unknown club's under 15 male team, they tried to hide it from the public because the result doesn't fit their agenda. You gotta be realistic with people, man. I know this might sound hard to believe, but your high school male team in your little town will likely, very likely beat your country's female national team in their respective sports. You're gonna say, rehab, come on, dude, you know. I go to some oofy-doofy high school in the middle of nowhere in Montana. Let's be serious, rehab. We are not gonna beat the national team. Why you think like that? Because that is what you are told. You can't escape this narrative even during your escapism sessions, even when you are gaming. I remember a couple years ago, EA decided to put female cards in Ultimate Team. which is a team-building mod. You create your own club, trying to acquire the best cards in the game. Then some people objected to that decision, saying, we don't even know who these players are. Why don't you put them in a different category as a different Women's My Team mod? EA said something like, then nobody plays it. We have data telling us that most players didn't even open the mod for women, even once. Bro, that just means that people are not interested in it. Like, if the player base don't want it, why shove it down their throats? But of course, they still put those cards together with men, with the rest. I predicted it back then. Bro, it is gonna look ridiculous. You are gonna have some, you know, 5'4", 100-pound character that nobody even knows about, bodying the best players of the game. Just for the sake of equality and inclusion. It is gonna look ridiculous, bro. I mean, there is definitely that social engineering agenda in the mainstream media. And people buy it too. Or it is just social constructs. The reason why there are not as many women CEOs is because of the glass ceiling. Glass ceiling that the society builds. I mean, there is some social gender role aspect to women studying less demanding, more feminine fields. That is true. But it is also a reality that testosterone is linked to more competitive behavior, more risk-taking, more resilience, higher level of perseverance. You also gotta ask the question of, yes, women usually go study those fields that are less demanding, less lucrative. But how much of it is because of the gender roles and how much of it is due to women just genuinely having less desire to work as hard as men do? How much of it is human nature? And guys, I want you to understand something here. They wanted to keep the result of that game a secret for the same reason. For the exact same reason Tinder and major dating apps stopped releasing their data about ethnicity. They did share once, and there was a huge backlash because it was showing the true preferences of people, even in the most liberal states. Once people felt exposed and raged, Tinder removed that page. And from that point on, they stopped releasing the data. For the exact same reason. In a world like this, where you are fed social engineering BS and fiction 24/7, it becomes even more important that you don't become a free agent. But I'm gonna talk to you guys in the next video.